When I first read these words of Paul, I didn't understand them. Quote, "What shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, that is to his people, nation, hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." Unquote from Romans 4. But isn't it what we do that matters? I asked myself. What is righteousness then, if not how we demonstrate it? I suspect, let's explore it, that the deep meaning in this guidance of Paul's ties pretty tightly into his larger goal of decommissioning the system, and his always present underlying message, the truth is spirit. That his larger objective is what's being discussed, transforming the material conditions of the world such that they conform to truth, to love. He's suggesting to us, perhaps roundabout, if not sneaky, that the outside seeming meaning of things is inaccurate. Quote, "How was the righteousness of Abraham then reckoned, determined, when he was in circumcision, that is, when his testimony of faith had been given, or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had not yet, being uncircumcised, that he might be the father of them that believe, though they not be circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also, and the father of circumcision in them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had, being yet uncircumcised. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed, through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. And my comment, now, my Lord, I understand. I'm just a pawn in your master plan," said Prince in anesthesia. What does prophecy mean if not a hand behind things? When Prince was little, his mother tells the story, he came and sat on her lap and said, "An angel told me I'm not going to be sick anymore." He'd had epilepsy, and he wasn't. When had his righteousness been bestowed on him? "Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin." Continuing with Paul, "For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt." We mustn't forget, as he says, we were given everything.